The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers, but Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, as I said, today, July the 25th, we celebrate the Feast of St. James the Apostle, and he was the first of the apostles to give his life for Christ, for the man in whom he placed his trust, Jesus. He was killed by King Herod Agrippa, and he was martyred in the normal way people were martyred or killed in those days, by being decapitated. Now, interesting, as was reading the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians this morning, preparing for Mass, I thought how well it fits in to the present moment. So when you understand a little bit more about it, you'll see what I mean by that. So we hear Paul there saying, "We were afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair." Isn't that how many of us today feel? We feel afflicted. And of course, I'm referring to what is happening in all our lives at the moment, no matter where we are, who we are, or what we have. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about. Knocked down, but getting up again and carrying on. Going ahead. He, at that time that Paul wrote that particular letter to the Corinthians, he would have been very, very aware that at that time, every 2 years in Corinth, they held big games called the Isthmian Games. And they were the equivalent, and in fact bigger, than the Olympic Games. And another interesting thing is that last night, Friday night, July the 24th, would have been the day, and there would have been a big opening ceremony last night in Tokyo, but for the pandemic. So it's interesting that this morning, the morning after, we're here talking about the games that were used to take place in Corinth every 2 years. And so there would be all the different sports would be taking part. There would be wrestling, which was very important, or very, very popular in those days, and boxing and running and so on. And of course, people would be knocked down and they'd get up again. And it did keep going. They never give up. They kept trying and trying and trying. And that is where we come in today. I think first of all, I don't want to go on too long about this. First of all, we got to look at ourselves, where we are at this moment. And for many of us, realize that we are very blessed, very blessed, because most of us are not affected with the coronavirus. We're affected with the consequences of the coronavirus. But just for a moment, pause and think how much you have to thank God for this morning. And that comes across in the letter to the Corinthians. Paul was always thanking God, even though he went through all kinds of difficulties, flogged, beaten, locked up in prison, shipwrecked, but he never lost his trust in God, in Jesus. And that's where we've got to be at the moment. Put our trust in Jesus, because he never lets us down. He never forsakes us for a solitary moment. So many times today, especially if you are going through difficult times or you're feeling despair or loss of hope at the moment, well, beautiful little prayer to say from the heart is, Jesus, I trust in you.